South Dakota won a landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling in 2018. It came against the online retailer Wayfair. The effect of the ruling sounds simple. If a company in, say, New York makes an online sale to somebody in South Dakota, the state of South Dakota can require sales tax on the transaction. Other states can do the same. That's been great for South Dakota's budget. Sales tax revenue from remote sellers grew by about $18 million last year in South Dakota alone. But the Wayfair ruling has been a complicated disaster for some small businesses, according to Brad Scott. His family owns Halsted Bead, an Arizona company selling beads and jewelry components.
At Halsted, we have a successful, profitable small business. We have prospered in our 47 years, but nothing has shaken us like Wayfair. We have considered closing our doors because of the stress and liability. We could literally lose everything. We urgently need federal intervention.
Scott testified to a congressional subcommittee Tuesday. It was the first congressional hearing focused exclusively on the Wayfair ruling's impact on small business. The problem for small business is a thicket of sales tax laws and regulations across the country. There are 45 states and more than 10,000 local governments that have sales taxes. They charge different rates, allow different exemptions, and have other unique rules. Scott says wading through all that bureaucracy is costing his company thousands of hours and dollars. Tuesday's hearing was spearheaded by two congressmen. They're seeking ways to make it easier for small businesses to report and pay sales taxes in multiple states. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.